Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown. Here we are to inspire our listeners, Michael. Michael Harrison is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with me, Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of an enthusiastically received magazine online called Talkers, Talkers Magazine, every week listing the top 10 stories of the week and the top 10 people. So we're here for the first week of August, Michael, to go through that list and then to talk about the things that are very important, at least to you and perhaps to me, and hopefully to the folks listening to this program. We come to every week count on you and your thoughts with regard to our format, the News Talk Radio format.
It's good to be here, and it is interesting. It's always like a milestone when we kick off another month. And this was the week of August 1st through the 5th, 2022. At number 10, a sad story. Representative Jackie Walorski died in a car crash. A basically young congresswoman with a bright future ahead. It's a tragedy. And she was very popular among her colleagues on both sides of the aisle. At number 9, race relations, immigration, and climate change. Three topics that are perennials on the News Talk scene. Climate change given a boost by the terrible floods in Kentucky. And number eight on the health issue, COVID-19 and monkeypox. Monkeypox is now a big-time disease. Number 7, the...
No, it's not.
Well, it's big-time in terms of its conversation.
Yeah, that's true. Right, yes.
As a matter of fact, I was saying that with that spin in mind, but you make a good point. Maybe it is not. Maybe it is a hype. At number 7, Alex Jones trial. At number 6, the Russia-Ukraine war tied with the U.S. killing of the al-Qaeda leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri.
Yay!
At number 5, we have the January 6th committee hearings. At number 4, we have crime, guns, and public safety. That's a bigger issue than we realize. That is so huge.
Yep.
At number 3, Pelosi's trip to Taiwan and U.S.-China relations. Number 2, partisan politics, elections, and abortion rights. Abortion rights thrust up into the number 2 position from its usual place amongst the civil liberties and civil rights issues because of a big election in Kansas that caught a lot of people by surprise.
Yep, and then number referendum
one, question. Yeah, number 1 is the economy. On the People Survey, the aforementioned Congresswoman Jackie Walorski is at 10. Ayman al-Zawahiri at 9, Alex Jones at 8, Vladimir Putin and Brittany Griner at 7. It's interesting how the Russia-Ukraine war centers this week around a basketball player. Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger tied at number 6, Pat Cipollone at 5, Ron DeSantis at 4, Donald Trump at 3, Nancy Pelosi and Xi Jinping are at number 2, and President Joe Biden is at number 1. And another very intense, dramatic week of news and conversation.
Do people ask you, or are people wondering if there is podcast input into the charts, or are we just talking about what's on the radio and no podcasts? I had somebody ask me that this week, and I said, I'm going to ask the guy who comes up with these things, what's the story?
The answer is that it's primarily stuff on the radio. However, podcasts are taken into account because so many of the podcasters are radio broadcasters. And there's a very blurry relationship between what you hear on podcasts and what you hear on the radio. But the caveat is we're talking about professional podcasts. We're not talking about the thousands and thousands and thousands of amateur podcasts that are out there. And the so-called podcast industry would have you think that it's just burgeoning and has an impact on big-time radio and big-time television, which is the same as, wow, there are baseball fields all over suburbia. Every high school has one. I guess that's going to take away business from the New York Yankees.
Probably not.
Or community theaters all over the country.
Nobody's going to the movies anymore.
Who's going to go to Broadway theater anymore?
And so
I'm glad you brought that up. So, we do take into account podcasts, but the real podcasts out there that have any kind of clout and have any type of import are the ones that are very tied into the radio shows that are in America.
Well put, and thank you for that answer to the question, Donna. Hopefully that helped you out a little bit. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. The other thing that people are very eager to hear from you is your take on Alex Jones, the jury finding and finding him guilty, fining him $4 million. What is this going to do for talk radio, for him? He continued to talk about it during his program as he got a number. I guess there's a whole, because you're the expert on News Talk Radio, there's a whole group of questions. Do people still listen to him? Does he still have a show? You know, that kind of stuff.
Well, people obviously listen to him because he has a big following and he's made a ton of money with his conspiracy theories. You know,
so why did he declare bankruptcy this week?
Well, because maybe he's not that truthful.
Really? You think?
I mean, okay. You know, I'm a big defender of the First Amendment.
Yes,
you know, I'm not a defender of liars and scoundrels.
Yeah.
People say to me, how come you're not defending Alex Jones? Well, why should I defend Alex Jones? I'll defend it. If he was being attacked because people don't like his opinions based upon an honest discussion of the issues, I would be right there defending him even if I didn't like his opinions. But when you use the powerful megaphones that we have in the media, and he built one very admirably. We had him as a keynote speaker 12 years ago at the conference because he was such an expert on how to do online broadcasting, which everybody needs to learn. He was one of the pioneers of it. This guy could have been a hero.
Yeah.
And he was a pretty legitimate investigative reporter at one point. But what happens when you start making a ton of money and people start expecting more and more and more red meat, more conspiracies, you have to start making them up because there aren't that many out there that are legitimate. And when conspiracies becomes your stock in trade, then you're on the, and you're making a ton of dough, then you got to be real careful about it. So my opinion about Alex Jones is the jury has spoken, the truth has come out, and his star is definitely on the wane.
Mm-hmm. And everything is told in that the sentence, the comment I made, he declared bankruptcy. You said he made a lot of money. He has made a lot of money, made a lot of money for other people. The way he's done it has, there's a little inside baseball there, but that I'm not going to get into. But at any rate, the kind of guy he is, I think, demonstrated by the fact that he's made a lot of money, as you've suggested, and has declared bankruptcy, so he doesn't have to pay the $4 million that sooner or later I think they'll get out of him one way or the other. And he ought to, because he was an irresponsible cur. It's okay to have a lot of fun sometimes, but to be as outrightly, horrifically untruthful as he was there, I guess you got to pay a price. The system is, if you don't like somebody, you can sue anybody for anything. So the parents sued him, and they won. So there you go.
And it sends a message that you're going to be responsible on the air.
Yep. 15 past the hour. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with a focus on the Biden administration's declaration of monkeypox as a big problem. Monkeypox and COVID number 8 this week on the Countdown story list. We'll get to that after this.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So joining us, Elizabeth Miller, who is one of the superb counselors at Calitrin. When you go to toploss.com.
Right now it's the buy three, get three free. So that's when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're getting 90 days free. Everything that we manufacture is manufactured in the United States. Supplement companies are not regulated by the FDA. Our facilities are inspected by the FDA. Whenever you make a claim or whatever's on your label, you do have to fit within those FDA guidelines. We actually go above and beyond that, and even have a third party that tests it for quality and purity, because we want to make sure that what we're saying is in the product, is actually in the product. Our business is family owned and operated right here in the United States. Toploss.com, or you can call us toll free. It's 1-833.
All right, so Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here at your service and on your side with an overview of the stories as gleaned by Michael and his staff talking to talk radio hosts and people that run stations that do this. The format is now the number one, has been, it always kind of dances in and out of the number one position, doesn't it? Depending on what's going on. And
it dances with country
yeah,
music.
Right, yep.
The only two parts of radio that I really respect at this point is talk radio and country music radio.
That's it. Why do you like country music radio?
Because it operates in a way that is friendly to the arts, friendly to the artists, friendly to the listeners, and is intrinsically connected to the scene. It's part of the community. It's part of the culture. I consider the rest of music radio to be nothing but a corporate abomination.
Yeah, it's a disconnect with the public, frankly.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Jukebox. Yep. Okay, so now to get to the Biden administration declaring monkeypox a national health emergency, if there has ever been an example, this is Doug Steffen and my point of view here, Michael, the idea that monkeypox would be declared and be in the same category, this is not about you, but to have COVID and monkeypox, because it is being talked about with the same sort of vigor that COVID is being talked about, is an outrage. It really is. This is CNN looking for the next way to scare people, the New York Times next way for them to scare people. There's nothing about this that warrants it being connected to COVID other than people overreacting to it. Okay, so I've said my piece. What about yours?
My piece is that it's being talked about equal with COVID-19, thus they share number 8 because they're being compared to each other.
Right.
And so even if somebody, well, no, you just did it. You see, we don't rate the topics based on whether people support them or not.
Yeah, yeah.
So what you?
I'm not criticizing you. I'm criticizing the fact.
No, let me make the point. I'm not defending any alleged criticism. I'm explaining that the reason monkeypox and COVID are equal on the survey is because they're being talked about equally, because they're being compared to each other. Many of the people saying exactly what you said, that monkeypox is not as big a deal as COVID and shouldn't be in the same conversation, but it's very hard not to have them in the same conversation when this is the next big thing in the world of diseases.
Yeah.
So it's that's the reason for it. It is being talked about.
Yeah,
Yeah.
But it isn't the next big thing because only a small percentage of the population can even get it. It's a contact sport, if you will. Gay men and bisexual men would seem transfer it through bodily fluid connection.
Wasn't that what they said about AIDS one time?
About AIDS, right? Is that what you said?
They said about AIDS.
How many people did it actually affect over the course of history? It's 21 after the hour.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour on the official Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here with my friend and colleague Michael Harrison, editor of Talkers Magazine. Find it at talkers.com. We're going through, not in order, Michael goes through the list with the being presented to you when we start the hour with the items in order, but we don't necessarily stick to the order. A couple of things regarding number 9 here, which connects immigration. It doesn't connect it, but because they're equal in focus, both immigration and climate change are at number 9, tied for that. So I guess I'm interested in what talk radio people are saying. Kristen Sinema, because she's a Democrat, is anathema to the left side of the aisle because she's a centrist. And she has agreed, along with Joe Manchin, the other centrist, to a modified version of the climate bill. They call it the climate and tax bill. Mm-hmm. So is the thought here and is the discussion on the radio how this bill will halt in its tracks climate change?
Yeah, there'll be no more climate change because of the bill.
Yeah.
Like everything else that Washington does or politicians do, they come up with cosmetic remedies, quick cosmetic remedies to please their bases. In the case of somebody like Sinema or Manchin, they walk the tightrope between pleasing their bases and pleasing the other side. A lot of Republicans love Sinema and love Manchin because they consider them to be, you know, moles on the other side, sort of double agents that keep the Democrats in check and are a thorn in their side. And then at the last minute, Sinema and Manchin come through for the Democrats,
right,
further amplifying their power in a very tightly balanced Senate. It's amazing watching this.
It is kind of amazing. All right, so then the other item there, this immigration discussion, it's very interesting, the political tactic being used by the Republicans. The governors of Texas and Arizona have now hired, through their transportation department, buses to bring migrants to other states. 7,000 men and women who are here illegally have this week been put on buses and have migrated, if you will, I put that in quotation marks, east. heading to big cities in the East because the governors there say, okay, we're the ones who have handled all this stuff to this point. You guys take it for a while.
Yeah, it's a demonstration. It's basically a demonstration. And it might prove to be effective. And I can understand where they're coming from. The migrants and the immigration, the lack of immigration enforcement is a terrible headache for the border states. Terrible, terrible problem.
Yeah.
And the further you are from the border, the southern border specifically, the less people seem to care about it because it's their problem, not ours. So, but the governors are doing it, saying, hey, it's your problem too. Because it really is everybody's problem, but it's in their face down there. They really have a problem on the border with the overwhelming invasion of immigrants.
It is, and it's continued, and nobody's doing anything about it.
No, that's what I said before. The solutions are too painful and too long-term. The politicians are looking for quick solutions so they can go back to their bases and say they did something.
They've done nothing. Don't believe a word that they've said. They have not done anything.
Exactly.
And Joe Biden is the number one culprit, from my perspective anyway, when it comes to this. This shows what a terrible leader he is with regard. This is me speaking my piece. What a horrible leader he is, not only demonstrated by this kind of inaction, but what's going on with the war in Ukraine is a horror show. 28 past the hour.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but
the weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Make money doing what you love. It can be done. Matter of fact, it has been done. Consider the story of Jack London. He's one of the highest paid writers of all time. Authored The Call of the Wild, recently released as a blockbuster movie starring Harrison Ford. Jack grew up in a rough neighborhood in Oakland, poor, uneducated, and a school dropout. As a child, Jack fell in love with the idea of being a writer. The notion that an uneducated, dirt-poor school dropout from Oakland could someday be a published writer was insanity. You know the rest of the story, though. Jack London became one of the richest writers of all time. Discover Jack's secret that allows anyone of any income or educational level to make money doing what they love. Whatever it is you love more than anything else, let's make that your prosperous living. Go right now to discovering.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A mid-mod desk chair to rejuvenate my ho-hum workspace.
Staples has you covered.
A place to put my papers so I can be more productive.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off storage and filing products, chair mats, decor, and lighting with the purchase of an office chair or desk. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. N72, in-store only.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. An urgent manhunt is underway across several states for 39-year-old Stephen Marlowe, a suspect in the killing of 4 people in Butler Township near Dayton, Ohio. Butler Township Police Chief John Porter had this to say.
Upon arrival, officers located multiple crime scenes with a total of 4 victims suffering from gunshot wounds.
And police in Ohio are also looking for 2 shooters after gunfire broke out outside a Cincinnati bar early Sunday morning. All 9 injured have been released from a local hospital after treatment. At a press conference, Cincinnati Mayor Atva Puribal said controlling gun violence is difficult as people rely on guns to settle personal disputes.
And instead of backing away or instead of having a fist fight,
because of the prevalence of guns in our community, they shot at each other.
I'm Tony Marusso. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fox News Digital asked attendees of the Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, a simple question in Dallas. Who do you want at the top of the Republican White House ticket in 2024? Former President Trump, who has repeatedly teased another run in 2024, appeared to be the overwhelming favorite.
I want Donald Trump, and I want Ron DeSantis as vice president. DeSantis is the next generation, and it'd be great to have him in for 4 years, and then we get another 4 years or 8 years with him as president.
Trump, DeSantis, Cruz, I would take any of them.
I would like Trump to be voted as the nominee.
Donald J. Trump!
Yeah, Texas jury ordered InfoWars Alex Jones to pay $49.3 million in total damages to the parents of a first grader killed in the 2012 Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre. Jones claimed it was all a hoax orchestrated by the government in order to tighten U.S. gun laws. And Karen Raschke, a retired attorney in New York, started getting her groceries delivered early in the pandemic. Each delivery cost $30 in fees and tips, but it was worth it to avoid the store. Then earlier this spring, Raschke learned her rent was going up $617 a month. Delivery was one of the first things she cut from her budget. Now the 75-year-old walks 4 blocks to the grocery store several times a week. She only uses delivery on rare occasions. Many are shifting to pickup. I'm Tony Marusso. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coast to coast, border to border, the ins and outs of talk radio for the week of August 1st to the 5th. That's what we're discussing on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Number two on the list this week includes discussion of abortion rights, the Kansas referendum. Pretty interesting, Michael, why a lot of the people who are right of center, talk radio hosts who are right-wingers, according to some descriptions, they think that this, they're surprised that it didn't go their way. And it would seem that all the discussion about this has led people to believe, I'm talking about Roe v. Wade and the Supreme Court, that sort of thing, has led people to believe that maybe there's a reason to try to think a different way, or maybe we better put a, somehow or other, we better try to slow down what's going on. Do you think that's what the thinking process is?
I think there's certainly that thought is definitely out there, that perhaps the conservative movement, as expressed in the Supreme Court and Trumpism, has gone too far in thinking that the repeal of Roe v. Wade will be a greatly popular policy across the board. And what this is indicating is that it might not be the case. That one, it might galvanize Democratic voters to go out and vote, whereas they may not have before. And there are a lot of Republicans who are not happy about the repeal of Roe v. Wade. This is not really something that is completely based on party lines.
Right.
So it's causing a reevaluation as to what impact the Roe v. Wade overruling will have on the midterm elections.
Will this turn out to be what Donald Trump said the day after, bad for his party? That's the, and this is the early indications would seem to suggest, yeah, it isn't going to be good for the party.
It can't be good for the party because, as I said, anybody who was, pro-life, as we call it, would have been Republican anyway, whether this happened or not. They're just happier.
Yeah.
But it has caused the shedding of supporters who might not be of that same mind in terms of that particular crucial issue.
All right. But then there are interesting sort of twists in the Donald Trump road. The Kerry Lake winning in Arizona, the Republican primary for governor, brought this lady Kerry Lake, campaigned on behalf of Mr. Trump, or sort of carried the water for the false claims of the stolen election, as she's described by some news media outlets as an ally to Trump. So she won, and then Trump says, see, I still have power. See, I still have influence.
I still have power in the Republican Party. He may also have triggered something that will cost them the general election when she goes up against the Democrat who's running. This is murky. This whole thing with the primaries are a referendum on measuring Trump's power within the GOP, both as a kingmaker and as a potential presidential candidate in 2024, is very subject to spin. In many cases, Trump is endorsing people that would have won without him. In other words, it's more of his pick to click than it is his influence to create a winner.
Pick to click.
And when you're talking about primary voters, you're not talking about a clear-cut sample of the general election. The zealots tend to turn out for primaries more so than the moderates or those all-important independent voters. So the interpretation is subject to interpretation as to how this really reflects Trump's power.
Okay. So what do you make of former Vice President Dick Cheney saying in a campaign ad for his daughter Liz, quote, "There has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. He is a coward." That's pretty strong stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, it is strong stuff. What do I make of it? I make of it that it's strong stuff. And there are people that, and let's face it, there are a lot of people in this country who feel that way.
Yeah.
And that's why so many people turned out to vote against Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Donald Trump had a lot of people voting for him. What doesn't fit into the equation of those who are Trumpers is that even more people hate Donald Trump, and they were inspired to come out and vote against him. And elections are not, you know, whether you beat George Washington, you know, or you have more votes than, you know, Eisenhower. It's do you have more votes than your opponent? And people have obviously been inspired to go out and vote, and that's the way the cards fell. We'll see what happens in 2024. We'll see what happens in 2022. Evidenced in Kansas, I don't think anything is a given.
Well, it's very interesting to see also the numbers stacking up as to how much advertising has been committed to the so-called midterms. Radio and television ads now total in the billions of dollars. Supposedly over $2 billion has been set aside to advertise positions, candidates, etc. And a lot of money has been spent on the primaries already, Michael, on a lot of news talk radio stations. They're airing a lot of these ads.
No wonder news talk radio and television and the media loves the
system,
loves the controversy, loves talking about monkeypox. You know, it's good for business.
Yeah.
And then when it becomes tight and contested, you start getting advertising revenue on top of it.
Mm-hmm. So don't think there isn't a connection to what you hear on the air and to the advertisers who support what you hear on the air. I go back to an experience that I have had. I actually have had a number of them where people who are advertising on my program, whether it be a local program, or this national program, these programs that I do, when advertisers hear something that's contrary to what they like, they can call the local station, they can call the network. It doesn't make much difference when they call the network, but they can call the local station, and it has some impact, as I have found out with talking about various agricultural products, and people that are carrying my American Family Farmer show had to cancel me because big advertisers who don't like what I have to say about Monsanto or other products, they said to the general manager, look, I'm spending $100,000 a year with you. Either you get rid of this guy or I'm going to stop advertising. What do you think is going to happen? Absolutely. It happened a month ago. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's
yeah.
not amazing.
No, it hasn't at all. It's the way it is. You know, so anyhow, that's wow. kind of neither here nor there. Anyway, wow. let's go to number three, which is the Pelosi trip to Taiwan. China has started their biggest ever military drills around Taiwan because Pelosi is there. I scratch my head trying to figure out what she's gone to do. What is she there for? Why did she decide? What does she add to the conversation?
Well, she certainly has heightened tensions between the U.S.
yeah,
and China.
Yeah, good. So what good is that?
She put a rat in a corner, which is not something that's always smart to do in terms of strategy, by embarrassing Xi Jinping and forcing him to have to do something to show his constituents that he is a man of power and resolve. On the other hand, she's sent a message to the world that the United States supports democracy and that we're not going to let China and Russia and Iran recklessly, without any kind of resistance, go around bullying people and creating their brand of authoritarianism, you know, globally. So this is a heightened situation of drama and danger.
Drama and danger.
Yep.
Okay. So let's go to the situation in, let's see, this is number six this week, the Ukraine war, Brittany Griner sentenced, and the whole the ramifications of that, and who gets traded for this guy, this arms dealer, you're going to trade him for her? Is the public going to support that? And are the governments going to support that?
Well, the governments are now talking. First of all, the Griner situation is Putin retaliating. He also, you know, has been a rat in a corner and has to show some type of mettle to his people. And now, immediately after the conviction, the two governments are entering into conversations about a prisoner exchange. That's what's happening. I mean, it's you can be sure it probably will happen.
Yeah. Number four. Crime, guns, public policy. Two former and two current Louisville, Kentucky police officers charged this week with federal civil rights crimes in the death of Breonna Taylor. This has been something that's been going on, that is, conversationally, off and on, for several years. And a lot of people are wanting to, you know, they want to support the police on one side, and then they want to support rights of individuals. This is kind of a murky issue, isn't it, still?
It's a murky issue, and it's one that really is tragic, my opinion. We have to support the police, but we have to weed out the bad cops. And why can't we just do that? The police have got to be in a mindset of cleaning up their own backyard. They can't protect each other when they know each other is guilty. But for the most part, to the knee-jerk reaction we had to the summer of 2020, defunding the police, taking right. away their
ridiculous.
Are you kidding me?
Just ridiculous. Yeah. And it certainly has backfired in no small way. It just wasn't thought. It was
stupid.
Yeah, it was. All right, in a moment, the Michael Harrison interview. Some pretty interesting rewinds, if you will, to the early days of conversation and the history of a man who used to have lots of hair. We'll continue in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Time for a visit from the star of the show. It's, remember, you probably don't remember this, Liz, but there was a TV show called Star of the Day. Star of the Day, who will it be? Serenade for Elizabeth Miller.
You have such a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you. Calitrin is the focus, not my singing. Elizabeth is one of the counselors at Calitrin that is in the know and helps so many people who are trying to figure out what to do.
We do get a lot of the same questions over and over again. The number one question we get is, can I take this if I'm on this medication? The answer is always yes. It does not interfere or affect with any medication at all whatsoever. 1-833 Top Loss, or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Calitrin info at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here. All right, so this week on the Michael Harrison interview, which you can catch at mhinterview.com or talkers.com, there is a great camaraderie, radio camaraderies. They are rare. There are a few of us who have been around a long time that have known each other for a long time. Thus is the story that you tell with your friend Richard Neer, who is a broadcaster, an excellent broadcaster in his own right. So what are we going to hear?
Richard Neer is a 33-year veteran of the first full sports talk station in New York. He's still heard there. He was on the air at WNAW-FM, a rock pioneer, for 28 years before that. They overlapped. He and I started a rock station together in 1970. We met at our first job in 1967. We've been very good friends and colleagues since. And we talk about everything from Joni Mitchell's recent appearance at the Newport Folk Festival to the price of Springsteen's tickets and baseball tickets to Star Trek, to politics, broadcasting. We cover the whole spectrum. It's about 35 minutes of sheer media freak delight, and it's at mhinterview.com.
The media freak's delight. There we
That's
go.
Right. We're media
freaks. Well, we all are, I guess, in a manner of speaking.
Of and our life. Listeners are. A lot of the listeners are.
Right, exactly. So anyway, check it out, mhinterview.com and talkers.com for Michael's conversation with Richard Neer, great New York broadcaster. I was thinking about some of the other great New York. Well, there were the people in New York, but the folks in Boston. I mean, I'm thinking about some of the great cities that have always had great broadcasters.
And that was when local radio was more respected than it is today.
Yeah. But the passing of Vince Cully this week has sobered up a lot of people who, you know, they kind of forget that about the great broadcasters. You and I, listening to Kurt Gowdy, listening to Mel Allen, listening to them. The guys not around like that. I don't hear guys like, Joe Castiglione, Castiglione does the Boston Red Sox, is kind of like that. But there aren't a lot of these great guys around, so cherish them if you hear them. Michael and Doug at 10 before the hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold.
I love this.
Like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
All right, so here we go, Chuck Curry. Chuck Curry is here, our movie moments man, with a theme from one of the, I suppose it was an iconic television
I
program,
think so.
Wasn't it? Yeah, it was.
I mean, it was, because culturally, you know, long term, that show in syndication became popular. They did two feature films that I thought were really well, partially parody, but I thought they were well done, directed by Betty Thomas, who was on Hill Street Blues.
Is she still at directing? I haven't seen her credentials.
I don't know. I mean, she actually wound up directing the Howard Stern movie Private Parts, which was, yeah, I thought, a terrific movie.
Yes, it is a good movie.
He starred in one movie. It was a one and done, but that was one terrific movie. But we play that scene because Maureen McCormick, who played Marsha Brady, born this day, August 5th, 1956, believe it or not, 65 years of age.
Yeah.
None of us get younger, Doug.
Speak for yourself, Chucker. Leslie Grace, who's the star of Batgirl, which is the film that was cut by
that
Warner Brothers.
See.
What? I'm trying to. You talked about this yesterday a little. I'm trying to wrap my head around this. What in the world are these people thinking?
And well, here's the thing. This is what because I read a lot about this. Now, Warner Brothers Discovery, which merged, they announced their quarterly report. They took a $2 billion loss. Now, there's a thing, there's a stipulation in terms of creative accounting where if they were able to basically take that film off the books by the 15th of this month, that's what they could do on their report. They could just take it off the books. So that's what they chose to do. And they chose to do it because, and I believe from reliable sources that seen the film, that the movie was really bad. And so they made a choice, okay, we could take money off our books, $90 million, and we won't ruin our brand by releasing a movie that's going to get critically hammered and So even though it's a bummer that they did it, because, I mean, people worked hard on that project. I mean, that young actress, you know, that's a good coup getting that role. And Michael Keaton was playing Batman in a majority of the film. So it is a bummer because I wanted to see it, but I guess they did it for reasons. I mean, I didn't see the film, so I can't judge it, but that's what they chose to do. But anyway, HBO Max, which is a streaming service at Time Warner Discovery, lost $518 million last quarter. It's a lot of money, Doug.
It sure is. Oof.
I mean, it's not like, you know, it's not like okay. Well, they say that by 2025, they'll all be this whole entity will be extremely profitable. But $2 billion loss, $518 million streaming. A lot of money. I can't wrap my brain around that.
All right, so let's go to the Marilyn Monroe estate defending the blonde casting of Ana de Armas to play Marilyn Monroe. This has become silly. Too,
who would be in her estate to protest that kid? I don't get it. Like, how would they even know who she was?
I don't know
her personally.
Yeah, but what's the big deal here? The Marilyn Monroe people that love her, that they want somebody that looks just... Well, I've seen pictures of this. This woman
looks like
Marilyn Monroe, frankly.
Yeah, huh? I do agree. I agree. It looks like a really good trailer. Maybe. Listen, I mean, they've done books, they've done movies, they've done TV movies. This has all been out there, so it is what it is.
It's pretty silly. All right, so what's coming out this weekend that we're going to be excited about?
One big one, which is the action film Bullet Train, starring Brad Pitt. There's a bunch of cameos in this film. I know Sandra Bullock makes a cameo, but there's a lot of other, from what I hear. I didn't see it yet, but a lot of star turns making cameos. It is tracking at a $30 million opening weekend, which is solid for a R-rated, violent action flick. I think Brad Pitt's a tremendous talent. I think he's intelligent. He knows the producing end of the business. And he's still able to command really big paychecks, up to $30 million.
Well, people want to see him for whatever. Yeah. So you reward people for doing a good job, right? Isn't that how it's supposed to work? I think that's how it's
supposed
to work.
I guess that's how capitalism works, Doug.
Yes, I've heard that too. All right.
In full disclosure, it does feel insane. The way they're throwing money around and entertaining. I'm talking sports also. I mean, you know, baseball pitchers, some of them getting upwards of $40 million to throw a baseball.
I get it.
If you could earn the money, you know, I'm not going to disparage them, but it's just from the average person who works for a living. It's
disconnect.
You know, crazy. Yeah,
but it's because of them that those people get that kind of money. All right,
I know that.
Thanks, Chucker. 59 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.